Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his first house blessing wasn't anything like he'd imagined. He expected prayers, encouragement, and a family looking for peace. He didn't expect the house to respond.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We love to hear your real ghost stories. So remember, if you have one, might as well share it with us. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe. You can just follow us, and we would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Well, I sure am. How's it going in Wichita?
It's going pretty good, actually, I think. In fact, it's a big day today here in my city because they just announced today, you will like this. In fact, you will probably want to make vacation plans. But they are, in 2027 and 2028, the first rounds in the NCAA men's basketball tournaments will be here.
Whoop, whoop. I'm all over that.
They're expanding it somehow. And so, like, it's normally in Dayton. And okay. So now they're making it in Dayton and in Wichita. With some kind of expansion they're doing to the tournament. And we've had the NCAA men's tournament and women's here a couple times because this is a big basketball town. People love basketball around here. And it was huge. I think they just did such a great job of organizing it and making, you know, the tournament village around the arena. And they did a really, really good job with it. And I went last time, I think it was 2 years ago, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
I'm a huge basketball
fan. And I wasn't rooting for any of the teams in it, but it was fun. Like, I would pick a team, usually the underdog, that's who I'm going to root for. But who was it? There was a university here, I think from Des Moines. What's a university in Des Moines? And their fans were really shit-faced.
Drake.
That was it. They're really, really drunk. And And it was kind of funny to sit back and watch the fans kind of take shots at each other.
People from Iowa drinking?
Yeah. I know it's a surprise.
That's crazy stuff.
But it was just kind of funny to watch them. And at the very end of the game, there was guys who walked out flipping everybody off. Like, they just stood at the, because we were upper deck, they stood there and just like flipping the whole upper deck off. I'm like,
well,
I go, well, that's rude. I'm not rooting for either team. Like, whatever. Why did I get included in the big grand flip off? But it was goodness. Really, really fun. There's just people like that. They're just entertaining to watch, actually. And yeah. But it was so much fun. So I'm really excited. Tickets are kind of expensive for that, but
I'm sure
it might be worth doing it. I'm gonna wait and see how much they are when they are released.
I love basketball.
Well, I think this is a really interesting story today because we've talked a lot. This show, The Grave Talks, I've had lots of conversations about people blessing their houses. We have talked about it a lot on here that maybe you need to have someone come in and bless your house. Because sometimes I think it's good for you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of get some empowerment from it.
Mm-hmm. So,
and because a lot of times I think with paranormal stuff, the darker stuff, you're intimidated by it. It's feeding off your fear. And so if you kind of stand up to it and mean it, like it's not you're faking it, you mean it.
Right.
I think that makes a difference. And I think when you do go through a ritual, like having your house blessed, I think that can empower mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you 100%. And there's just the power of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. Who wrote that book? I can't remember, but
it was popular back in the day. I know that.
Yeah, back in a long time ago. But I think there's something just to that idea that you get yourself in a different mindset after the house has been blessed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that can make a difference too.
And, you know, there are people who know how to do it. I mean, I'm sure you could just ask ChatGPT how to do it and it could give you some pretty good instructions on it. I don't know. But, you know, in this story, I think it's kind of interesting because this is like the guy from the church did his first tag along blessing.
I love it. Like, let's go take care of this stuff. That's
it's
why
like,
people
I'm
say,
sure, why it, not?
But it's weird that people will say, well, I'm a Christian, so I can't believe in ghosts or whatever. Like, but your church does.
Yes.
They will send someone to the house to bless it to get rid of stuff.
But I also see, you know, because I don't know. I think a lot of churches are pretty judgy. And
no.
Yeah, I kind of do.
No, you don't.
I know.
Jeez, I can't believe it.
And so, like, if you were having an experience, would you want to tell the people at church? Like, by the way.
Yeah, definitely depends. But it is weird because people will be like, oh, you know, it can't align with my faith. And I'm thinking, that's weird because it
there's
does.
All kinds of spirits and Holy Ghosts in your book.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like
miracles and all kinds of, you know, fantastical things happen there. But also, you know, the churches have this sort of, you know, doctrine written in such a way that they can go, you know, exorcise things or, you know, try to bless things to ward off evil and all the, yeah. So it's like, it's weird. You would think your faith doesn't allow it, but it does.
But I mean, everybody's different. So at least in this church, I like the fact that they were asked and they're like, yeah, we got some guys.
Yeah.
I got a guy. He'll come over and bless your house.
And Tony will go along with them. Yeah, not our Tony, but, you know, our mythical Tony.
Our brother-in-law. He's from Sicily. He's got a guy for everything. I got
a guy. He's got a guy every day.
Let me tell you about this guy. I got a guy. He's got a guy for everything. So anyway, this is this story. It says, my wife is actually the reason I'm writing this. She listens to your show on her drive to work and back. And a while back, she told me I should send in the story about the first house blessing I ever helped with. I kept telling her it probably wasn't interesting enough because nothing like it has ever happened to me again. But she said I should write it. So that's what I'm doing. This happened about 8 years ago. I had been going to the same church for several years. One of the elders I knew was usually willing to help whenever something came up. One Wednesday after church, He asked if I would be available that weekend because a family had reached out asking if a few people from church would come pray over their home. He said things hadn't felt right there for a while and they were hoping a house blessing would bring some peace back into the home. I had never been part of anything like that before, so I asked him what usually happened. He basically told me they would pray through the house room by room, spend a little time with the family afterward, and then everybody would head home. He didn't make it sound unusual at all, which honestly made me feel a lot better because I wasn't really sure what I was getting myself into. There were only three of us from the church that evening, the elder, another man from the church that I had known for years, and me. When we got to the house, it was just the husband and wife there. Their kids were spending the evening with their grandparents, and the wife mentioned that they thought it would be easier without the kids around. The couple seemed completely normal, and if anything, they just looked tired. They said they hadn't been sleeping well for a while, and the wife admitted that she had gotten to where she really didn't like being in the house. They didn't go into a long list of strange things that had happened or try to convince us the house was haunted. They just said something felt off, and they wanted people from the church to pray with them. So we started in the living room, and after praying together for a few minutes, the elder led us through the house. We stopped in each room, spent a minute or two praying, and then moved on to the next room. Since I had never done it before, I mostly just followed everyone else's lead and listened to the elder. Everything felt exactly like he told me it would. When we reached one of the bedrooms toward the back of the house, we all gathered inside and started praying. I had my eyes closed, and after a minute or two, I remember hearing what sounded like people talking somewhere else in the house. I couldn't understand what they were saying because it wasn't that loud. It was just enough to make me think somebody was having a conversation down the hallway. I remember thinking it was a little odd because I was pretty sure we had all walked into the room together, but I didn't think much more about it. I just kept on praying. A little later, I heard the same thing again. It still sounded like people talking just far enough away that you couldn't make out any words. I started wondering if maybe the sound was coming from outside or from another house. But before I could really think much about it, I heard one of the bedroom doors shut somewhere behind us. It wasn't a big slam. It was just the sound of a bedroom door closing with enough force that I assumed someone had stepped out into the hallway. I opened my eyes. Everybody was there. The elder was still praying. The other man from the church hadn't moved. The husband and wife were standing exactly where they'd been the whole time. Nobody looked surprised. Nobody stopped praying. I remember looking around for a second because I honestly thought I had somehow missed someone leaving the room. When I realized I hadn't, I closed my eyes again, finished praying with everyone else. We finished the rest of the house without anything else happening. We stayed and talked with the couple for a little while afterward, then headed back toward the church. I didn't bring any of it up while we were still there because I figured there had to be an explanation I wasn't thinking of. It wasn't until we were driving back that I finally asked the elder if someone had shut one of the bedroom doors while we were praying. And he looked at me for a second. He said, "Oh, you heard it too." And I said, "Yes, I had." And I also mentioned hearing what sounded like people talking a couple of different times while we were in the bedroom. He told me he had heard the door too. And he said that sometimes whatever was there just wanted your attention, and the best thing you could do was stay focused on why you were there. After that, we moved on to another subject. He never really brought it up again. A few weeks later, I asked him how the family was doing. He said things had settled down quite a bit. The couple was sleeping better. The house felt more peaceful again, and they hadn't felt the need to ask anyone to come back. I have helped with a couple of other house blessings since then, and every one of them has been exactly what I expected the first one to be. We prayed through the whole house, spent a little time talking with the family afterward, and went home. Nothing unusual happened at any of them. That's probably why I've never forgotten that first one. I still don't know what I heard that night. I just know I've never experienced anything like it before or since. Thank you for taking the time to read my story, Stephen. I think that's interesting because you're the only ones in the house. There's no reason a door should shut on its own. And you're hearing voices. You can't make out what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it kind of was by doing the blessing in the house kind of stirred it up a little bit too. Or it was just reacting to them, I guess.
Could be. Could be that. It could be just normal for the house that it does this stuff all the time. And it was just carrying on doing what it does.
That would be so weird because you're standing there praying, you know, blah, 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 pray, pray, pray. And then it's like door slams and you look up and you want to go, Jesus, did everybody hear that?
I wish you would have like caught the eyes of one of the couple to see if, you know, get some affirmation for them. Is this the stuff you're talking about? Am I catching on to this now?
And, you know, it might have been something with a couple. This is exactly why we're here. This is why we brought you here. We're praying, and we're going to pray through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I get why they wouldn't look up, but I also get why Stephen did. I was like, whoa, I thought we were just going to go do some prayers. Yeah. I didn't think that we'd have to deal with anything paranormal.
Yeah, really. No, it sounds definitely like they had some paranormal activity in the house, and they actually witnessed that activity at that time. I'm glad for the family that it seemed better. I don't know if it stayed that way or not with them, or what exactly went on to happen there, but it's awful to live in a house like that where you're that uncomfortable, because you know you're right. The wife said, I'm tired, you know, I'm not sleeping, I don't feel like I want to be in this house. And that's just a
very bad way to live. Well, because you feel like something doesn't want you in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's an awful way to live.
Uh-huh.
You know, constantly in fear or confusion as to what's going on, looking for your keys constantly or whatever. It's just a bad way to live in that level of discomfort like that. So I'm glad that the family said that they got some peace out of that and things were better. I hope they stayed that way.
I do too. But man, poor Stephen. Like, he's just, yeah. I'll go along for a ride. We can stop and get some ice cream on the way back to the church. And then he's like, what happened?
Did anybody else, you know, see that wall of trapped souls?
And the elder's like, hey, you know, happens. Things happen.
Part of the job.
My God. That was a good story. That was interesting to hear it from a different perspective like that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to this story.
This is Belle from Norfolk, Virginia again. Well, I did have a story to tell you. It actually happened, I think, 2 days ago. Normally, before I go to work, I wake up and I go to the gym. Like 5:30, 6 in the morning, something like that, because I work out twice a day sometimes. And this one morning, I decided to say, screw it, I'm going to stay in bed. My alarm goes off, and it's my phone, so I already know what button to hit because the screen goes up. Well, you can pretty much just slap the damn thing, and it'll turn off, no issue. So I do that, tuck it underneath my pillow, and let out this big, almost guttural sigh of, ugh. Well, I can either wake up or I could stay in bed. And obviously this morning I decided to stay in bed, even though I probably should have left after this situation. I live in a studio apartment and with wood floors, and it's an older place, but I've been here for a little over a year now, and I have 2 rabbits and a cat. Generally, people that live in a place that has wood floors or just linoleum or something like that, it has a tendency to make a lot more noise than it would carpet. And especially if you've been living in a location that has something like that, wood floors or just a hard surface all over the place, you can distinguish noises and what they are. Even out of a dead sleep, my rabbits won't wake me up because I know what they sound like. My cat won't wake me up. I know what she sounds like. But this morning, as my eyes are closed and I'm getting ready to nod back off to sleep because I'm automatically going to wake up for at least an hour and a half to get ready for work, no worries, I hear something that sounds like cowboy boots. And you know how cowboy boots, the nice ones, have generally the higher heel, so it makes that clicking noise, kind of not like the high heels, though. It sounded like this just elongated stepping of cowboy boots came up through my living room, which is the main entrance, walked through the kitchen, through to the bunny room, just at these long steps, and stopped right beside my bed. At first, I'm just thinking, oh, it's probably the rabbits, but then I stop and I analyze that noise, and I'm like, that's... bunnies don't make that type of noise. I was born up in Pennsylvania. I know what cowboy boots sound like, especially on any surface. I was raised in them. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Let me just hold my breath and see if maybe my breathing's just getting in the way, or maybe I can hear something that the bunnies are making a sound that's somewhat similar. Because I'm trying to disprove myself. Because A, I just woke up. B, bunnies make noises. Don't get me wrong, they're not the quietest of things, especially when you bring them indoors. So I'm just trying to disprove myself. But as I'm lying in bed and I hold my breath, I just hear this loud breathing. And it's not like open mouth breathing, but I had this feeling of a male entity breathing through his nose, his face like cheek level to mine, still in bed. I could hear the breathing even though my breath was held. I don't know what got into me, but it was just one of those points of, I don't know if I was mad because for the first time in forever I was trying to get to sleep. I don't know why this thing was in my apartment, because I'm not screwing around with Ouija boards, tarot cards, anything of the sort like that. And I've been living here for over a year. Nothing strange has happened, so I'm not expecting anything of the sort like this to happen. So maybe because I was a little bit pissed off that I had to wake up and was still awake, and this thing, whatever it was in my house. I just remember getting mad and sitting up, jolting out of bed, my eyes still closed because I did want to wake up in the first place, feet still underneath the sheets. I snapped my head over, opened my eyes, and there was nothing there. I know I probably should have been absolutely terrified because I have no doubt in my mind this happened. I even went to work and I thought about it over and over, and I still haven't told any of my coworkers who dabble in some of it, not really dabble, but have had experience in it. And I don't know. But needless to say, it happened to me the other day, and I kind of want to know what you guys think. It's somewhat of an older house, but it's been a year and a half since I've been here, so I just don't know. So I just want to hear what you guys have to say. Maybe if you have some input on it, because I know old houses, sometimes there can be residual energy, but after this long and in cowboy boots, I don't know. Keep up the great work, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I think we can rule out rabbits and cats.
Yeah, I think we can do that, too.
We can just say it had nothing to do with the rabbit. I've never had rabbits, but I can't imagine that... they're going to make sounds like cowboy boots. Could it have been an actual intruder? And she's just pissed off that they're waking her up. And
well, that's
she's
what
like,
got me.
I'm not going to look at you. And then the intruder got bored and left.
I was like, wait a minute. That could be a real person. When you snap your head, I'm kind of like thankful it wasn't for her sake.
I don't think it was anyway. Could it have like... it's breathing on her and she's like not looking at it because she has to get up in a little bit and it's waking her up and she is not okay with that. And then it's like, I guess I'll go. You're no good. I don't know. It's interesting.
I just was like, my God, how brave you would have to be to go snap your head over there like you're going to chew somebody out. Like, my God, if there was really somebody there in your house, that's super frightening. At least for me, that would have been super frightening. Now, because nobody was there, that puts us in a little different discussion.
Right.
So could it have been, like she said, it's weird I've lived here this long and nothing's happened. Just all of a sudden, this one thing occurred. I always think that sometimes we rely on this idea of our lives and our routines and our schedules and times, that somehow that holds true for other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so you could you have somebody that does a residual walk through the house? To them, it feels like it's happening repeatedly. To us, it feels like it happens twice a year.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or that it just was a one-off.
I'm kind of going with the one-off thing.
You know?
A residual one-off. That's what it was.
Okay.
I think that makes some sense.
That the spirit thought, damn, if I could just click my heels through that apartment one more time.
It's like, I got someplace to go. It's the 18th of June or whatever day. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And this is the day that I walk through the house.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I can't believe she was so brave to just sit up and snap her head over to see this thing.
She was irritable.
Lordy.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah. But, I think it's some sort of haunting. But can you just have something that happens once and goes through that apartment once? Why not? I don't understand why something would have to haunt constantly.
And it could just be, I think that it's happened to me in the last house I lived in. Like, it wasn't like there was all this paranormal activity. I lived there for quite a few years, but there was definitely, one night somebody whispered my dog's name in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking through the kitchen and I thought it was my roommate. And I'm like, I just turned around to hit him. Like, because he scared the shit out of me. And he was sound asleep in bed. Now, who whispered in my ear and why? And it never happened again. It was just that once.
Now,
what was
I know I had something walk into my room over my bed, breathing loudly like that. But that was not a one-off. That happened in our house in Elma. That one night was a particularly different thing. But it came up the stairs like every night. We all heard it. It was just one night it got up to the top of the stairs and came into my room. Instead of going down the hall into the little bathroom and being gone. So that happened all the time. But I do know what she's talking about with the weird breathing thing.
That's well, really now creepy. I've got something to worry about tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not go to bed if I were you. I'd just watch House Hunters
all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do one more story.
Kevin from Kentucky. Just a quick story. About 20 years ago, me and my son's mother was looking for a new house in the town we live. And we looked at this one on this little, nice little subdivision. We were sitting there waiting for the realtor to show up. I told her, I said, well, I'm going to go back there and check out the backyard and see what's back there. And went around, started to hop the fence. And this was July. July in Kentucky is always hot and humid as it was this day. And the second I touched the fence, both arms were cold. Like it was almost like January. Went ahead and jumped the fence, looked around to see what some digging had been done. I was assuming a garden at that time anyway. Looked around the pool area. Then the realtor got there and I didn't say anything to the person I was with. We went inside and got to looking around the house. It was a very nice house. Went down the stairs to the downstairs bedrooms. As soon as I walked in the door down there, I told her, I said, something's not right there. I said, something bad happened in this room. And the realtor happened to hear me, and she said, oh, his son was kind of into some dark stuff. I don't think it was anything bad, but just dark stuff. We shut the door, and there was a pentagram on the back of the door. Well, me being sensitive like I am, that was enough for me. We didn't buy the house, but I went by it the other day, and the house is still abandoned. Nobody's living in it. The yard's grown up, so I don't know if there's anything there or not, but it's enough to make me want to leave it. Anyway, enjoy the shows. Great job.
I think that's interesting that he goes into the basement and he picks up on something dark, negative. She says that, and then they leave, and there's a pentagram on the back of the door. Like, kind of an exclamation point.
I'm so freaking out of there. I am hauling ass. I am running. I am, like, I'm setting records for my running out of that house. No shit. I'm like, God, really?
That's the kind of person you need to go house hunting with, so then they could be like, this is bad. This is bad. You got to
get it. Well, the pentagram will give it away pretty good, but you know, you touch the fence and all of a sudden you've got a really cold, bad vibe. And, you know, apparently you wouldn't even, I liked the guy just fine and I wouldn't mind looking at houses with him or whatever, but it sounds like you could look at houses with anybody and have the same reaction because nobody's bought it.
Right. A lot of people have felt the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
it's
everybody.
Like my neighbors buying that house and they had the Angel of Death painted on the basement wall. I still don't quite know exactly what was painted down there, but they painted over it. But Now I think the family that lives there is kind of religious.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but I have not told them.
No, don't do it.
No.
You know, if they're happy.
And they seem like super nice people. Their kids are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling them about the Angel of Death that used to be.
Yeah, they don't need to know that.
I hope it's gone.
I'm just amazed they bought that house with it.
I know. And at least these people bought it and they don't know a thing about that. Mm. But the other couple was so adorable and young and cute. And they're like, oh yeah, we had an Angel of Death in our basement. What? Not a deal breaker. And I think it was
what would it be?
You know, but it was at that time, like shortly after I bought this house is when the housing market went crazy and everybody was trying to buy houses and they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like, I mean, we can paint over it. and they did. It's like, we got to get the Angel of Death painted over before our parents get here to look at the house. So they did. They got it done. Well, if you have some real ghost stories, we would love to hear them. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can always just write it down the old-fashioned way. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.